You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are continuing our Set Apart to Serve conversation today. We head to Concordia University, Nebraska to learn about the churchwork programs there. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University, Nebraska. You can learn more about Concordia University, Nebraska by visiting cune.edu. Our guest today, Dr. Bernard Bull. He serves as president of Concordia University, Nebraska. Dr. Bull, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
Dr. Bull, you have been at Concordia University, Nebraska for a few years now. How long have you been serving at Concordia University?
I'm just starting my fifth year.
Wow. What do you enjoy most about your role as president?
Someone just asked me that question yesterday, and I always give an answer, and then 10 minutes later, I come up with a new one. Oh, I like this a little bit better. So, I mean, there's a lot to like about it. I certainly enjoy my time connecting with students. I've begun to schedule sort of regular dinner meetings with different groups and different segments of students. So, for example, I started a group of students who are largely church work students, and we call it the Future Lutheran Leaders Circle. And I invite them to dinner three times a semester. And we just enjoy one another's company and fellowship. And we have a small lesson about leadership in the church and some conversation about it and a good meal. And so I enjoy those kinds of interactions where it can be a little bit of a formal, structured time to sit down and enjoy the company with the students and learn about them and their journey. So that's one thing that I love. And another thing that surprised me, before I became a president, I just wasn't aware of this aspect of how higher education works. I guess I was aware of it, but I wasn't directly involved in it, which is I love talking to those whom God has blessed with resources, and they see them as those resources, not as their own, but they see them as something God entrusted to them to use to his glory and to the blessing of others. And so these times to sit down with donors and talk to them about Concordia and our mission and how they can be part of it and how their gifts can help support it. I love that work. I really love sitting down with them. And every single day, in fact, the listeners can't see it, but you have video. So you can see right behind me, you'll see a folder. And that's, I get a folder like that every single day. And I will spend anywhere from 20 to 60 minutes signing thank you letters and sometimes writing little personal letters. And it's become almost an exercise of gratitude, of thanking God for each of those generous supporters and thanking God for his provision to allow this mission to persist. So those are the two things that came to mind. Ask me tomorrow and I'll give you two different ones probably.
I think that's a really good sign though, that you really enjoy your work. You enjoy being in the position where God has placed you and being able to serve the university and the students in the ways that you're able to. And that's, I think that shows in all of the conversations that we've had with you, and I'm sure students would have similar reflections on that as well. So it's always a joy to talk with you about the programs that are available at Concordia, Nebraska, and all the resources there. So let's talk about the churchwork programs. What churchwork programs are available at Concordia, Nebraska?
So we started as the Evangelical Lutheran Teachers Seminary in 1894. And so you should expect that we have a Lutheran teacher diploma track. That's our largest segment of church work students. We also have students who go on for continuing education in the seminaries through the pre-deaconess program and the pre-seminary program that we have. We have a director of Christian education track. We have our church musician track as well. And what's neat about it, and we also have a number of students who come here and they're not quite sure where or how they want to serve in the church, but they have a desire to be able to serve full time in the church in some capacity. And I really enjoy seeing the way they connect. So our students actually self-organized a group here called Ministry Ties, which is meant for the church work students in these different tracks to come together on a regular basis and just learn to relate with one another and to encourage one another. What a blessing that could be in our church to have these rostered church workers learn to walk together in unity and support one another.
How do you get to be involved in the church work programs at Concordia University, Nebraska? You were just sharing with us earlier, you get to spend time writing personal notes each week or each day. And I know that you are a very involved president in the life of the campus there, but you also have a lot of other duties representing the university in a number of settings as well. How do you get to be involved in the church work programs?
Well, on a daily basis, I'm really not. You know, we are blessed with incredible faculty and staff who are really there in front of the students, serving as mentors and teachers, professors, and supporting them in a variety of capacities. But I do have a chance to interact with students more informally. We worship together in chapel on a daily basis. In fact, right before this interview started, it's Wednesday for us, and the Lord's Supper is hosted generously by St. John Lutheran Church that's across the street. And it's chapel is packed. It's incredible to see these students know God's great gift in the Lord's Supper, and they want to receive it, and they come, and it's a real joy to worship with them, to pray with them. And sometimes we can interact before and after chapel. And the thing that I mentioned just a little bit ago, I wanted to have a little bit more of a connection with some of the church work students, which is why I started this president hosted Future Lutheran Leaders Summit, where we have these meals together and learn together a little bit. And that's been a real joy. I'm looking forward to doing more of that in the future.
Tell us more about why these church work programs, a variety of church work programs, are so important to Concordia, Nebraska.
Yeah, as I mentioned before, we started with our focus upon the preparing Lutheran teachers. In 1894, a bachelor's degree was not required to become a teacher. But I'd like to tell the story of Concordia also about this, because as many people know about the history of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, we had a great commitment to education from the very beginning with that first school in Perry County, and CFW Walther's comments about the role of education, and even in the first, when we formed the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, the expectation of congregations to have a school and a commitment to raising up the next generation and having Christian education, Lutheran education as a formative part of their ministry, of their work. And in 1894, the Plains were a really difficult place to be. There was a massive drought throughout the Plains, and people were struggling to get enough food to make ends meet in some of the rural towns. And some of the churches would pack their wagons or whatever it would be at the time. I'm not sure how they were traveling, but they'd deliver grain to help people out so they can make it a little bit longer. And I always love to tell that story, because you would think that if people are struggling with whether or not they're going to have enough food to feed their kids the next day, that they would be so absorbed with those immediate needs that they wouldn't be thinking about some of these other needs. And yet these are people who understood that there's another kind of food that we need, spiritual nourishment that's needed in God's word, and that happens beautifully through Lutheran education. And they wanted to start an institution of continued learning that would prepare the next generation of Lutheran teachers to establish Lutheran schools, to serve in existing Lutheran schools. And so they did. They lobbied to the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. They rallied the town together here in Seward and pulled the resources together. And it started with Reverend Weller and his wife, a little over a dozen students in what's now Founders Hall on our campus that's still standing. I always tell people, I don't want that to fall on my watch. It's our oldest building on campus. So, you know, but they worshiped together. They ate together. They studied together. They worked together. And sort of in the context of Christian community, they formed Future Lutheran Teachers. And it was very specifically Lutheran teachers. We didn't have a pre-sem program to start out. It was a teacher's college, right? A teacher's seminary, as it was referred to at that point. And then, over time, we began to expand and offer some of the other church work programs and other majors as well, because families would come to us wanting to send their kids here, even if they didn't necessarily want to be a teacher. And so we thought it would be nice to kind of expand that. And of course, in an education program, you're offering a variety of majors anyway to prepare students to teach in those various disciplines. So so we are at our heart. I mean, we are still Concordia Teachers College, even though we serve a myriad of students and we have these different majors. I don't shy away from that title for our alums who proudly were here when it's called Concordia Teachers College. We are still that. And we are Concordia University of Nebraska, and we serve others. So I think what's neat about Concordia is it's expanded to those other areas. And I think they all largely grew out, though, of that education commitment to raising up the next generation of youth. So our pre-SEM program, I think, still has a real heart for in a very kind of practical educational approach. Many of our pre-SEM students, they don't major in theology. They're encouraged to major in other areas. So we have pre-SEM students who are getting their Greek and their Hebrew, and they're also getting an ag science degree. Or they might be getting a biology degree or communication or marketing, or quite a few get music degrees. And the seminaries have encouraged that because they are able to come into the seminary and they have this broad background, and then the seminary can add that great theological depth as well for them. And then, you know, out of the education program, music education is really sort of where we stemmed into music and now producing church musicians. If you go historically, educators were often church musicians. So you were teaching and serving as a church musician. So it stems into that. And then you look at the DCE program. Similarly, there's a strong education component. So for us at Concordia Nebraska, we have a myriad of church work programs, but I'd like to suggest that in all of them, there's still that kind of original educational focus and mindset.
We're talking with Dr. Bernard Bull, president of Concordia University, Nebraska, learning about the church work programs there. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Nebraska, discover a distinctly Christian community that equips students to live by faith with courage, character, and conviction. Intentionally combining our Christian faith, Lutheran heritage, rigorous academics, and practical real-life experiences, we prepare students to fulfill a higher purpose in their vocations and life. Learn more about Concordia University, Nebraska at our website, cune.edu. That's cune.edu.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today we're talking with Dr. Bernard Bull of Concordia University, Nebraska. As part of our Set Apart to Serve conversation, we're learning about the church work programs at Concordia University, Nebraska. Dr. Bull, I know over the last few years there has been an increase in enrollment in church work programs at Concordia University, Nebraska. What would you say has attributed to the increase in awareness of those programs and interest in those programs?
Well, when I arrived at Concordia, I didn't come to a place that was struggling. I came to a place that had superb leadership for many, many years before me. President Waltz, and then President Friedrich, and then President Sommerfeld, who was an interim president. So it wasn't as if I was coming into a place that was broken and needed someone to just fix things. Of course, every university has its joys and its challenges, but I was coming in with an opportunity to look at what are we doing well, where are our strengths, and where do we go next, and by God's grace. And as I looked at it, I saw we have incredible church work programs. Let's lean into that even more. Let's talk about it more. Let's tell the stories of why it matters and what we're doing. And then let's maybe step it up another notch by let's create a dedicated church work recruiter, someone whose whole job is to go out and recruit church workers, just like the football coach's job is to go recruit football players. And let's form a task force of all the leaders of the different church work programs. And let's meet regularly about how do we ensure that we're providing a world-class Christ-centered experience. So we want academic excellence, we want fidelity to our mission, and we want to ensure that the students who come here are staying and flourishing. So that's kind of a student retention arm. And how do we make sure that the people who are out there and they're trying to make decisions about life after high school, how do we make sure they know about Concordia and that we can get as many of them here as possible? And so we did a lot of that work really intentionally, you know, 4 years ago, and we've been blessed with some very generous donors that can help us keep the cost pretty low for church work students as well. And we continue to get more of those gifts regularly. As our population of church work students grows, we will be in need of more of those gifts from donors to keep it affordable. But we, within 2 years of just doing that kind of work, our new student population of church workers really started to bump up to the point where last year and this year, we brought in close to 100 in the 90s. of new church work students. And our goal, my charge to our team, is we want to bring in at least 100 new church work students every single year. And I think that's very achievable as we're recruiting for this next fall. We're already seeing a pretty big uptick in interest. And that's also, there's a timing thing too. When Higher Things and the National Youth Gathering, and you have all those things happening in the year preceding, there's some good work that happens there to sort of plant the seeds in the hearts and minds of young people to consider attending a Concordia and consider possible service in a church work vocation.
Thanks be to God for that increase. It's really great to hear that more and more students are interested in studying church work programs. What makes Concordia, Nebraska a unique place for these church work students and the programs that they're able to attend?
There's a lot that's distinct about Concordia that I've come to know. I'm an alum of two other Concordias, and I speak highly and will always speak well of all of our Concordias, that God is at work in them. His word is present and prevalent, and God works through his word. And so there are great church work options throughout the Concordias. What's distinctive about Concordia, Nebraska, I would say, is that the sheer volume of church work students creates a kind of ethos, a culture on our campus. So twice a year, we actually get all of the church work students together once each semester, and we just have a big luncheon together. We'll bring in someone like a leader from LCMS School of Ministry or from Concordia University System, or someone that's active and leading out in the church in some capacity to be a speaker for us. And it is really inspiring to be in a room when you have 300 plus young people all gathered in the same room enjoying a meal together and realizing that this is the group of people God will be working through for the next generation. It was a joy. This last year, I had a chance to visit a lot of the synodical conventions, the district conventions. And in most of those district conventions, there are fewer than 300 people in the hall when they're meeting. And so it was neat for me to be able to give them that visual and explain, as I'm standing at the microphone in front of a district convention, that I'm delighted to share that if they were to come join one of the luncheons that we have at Concordia, that there would be more church work students gathered together than there are people in this convention right now. And that's kind of a moment for some people to find a little source of encouragement, as they sometimes hear news about the challenges that we're having to raise up church workers and concerns about whether we'll have adequate leadership for our needs in the future. I see a little glimmer of hope when I go to those meals.
You mentioned the ethos that has developed through the increasing number of church work students on campus and how that develops an ethos and a culture among church work students and for the whole campus. Set Apart to Serve has also become a cultural movement within the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and I'm sure a part of Concordia University, Nebraska. Why is Set Apart to Serve an important part of this church worker culture and Concordia University, Nebraska?
Set Apart to Serve has certainly also contributed to the interest of students, and we're seeing that. The students are just more aware of the options and the possibilities. Our church has decided to have a conversation more regularly and more publicly about the joys and the challenges and the rich meaning that comes from considering service to God in this church and in one of these many church work pathways that we have in our church body. And so, to me, that's one of the most important aspects of Set Apart to Serve, is we are talking about it. We're talking about it intentionally. We're engaging young people. We're engaging the mentors of those young people, their pastors and their teachers and their parents, and helping guide them and learning how to have a conversation. Many don't realize that this simple process of sitting down with a young person and saying, "You really seem to have some gifts in this area. Have you ever considered serving as a pastor someday? Have you ever considered serving as a teacher?" And if two or three people say that to a young person early on, that can definitely plant a seed and lead to a next generation. I think about my own journey too, and I've shared my whole journey, I think, on this show before at some point in the past. But a lot of that came from the number of mentors that I had in Lutheran schools and seeing them, and those of them who encouraged me to think about becoming a Lutheran school teacher someday. And it might seem like something simple, but Set Apart to Serve is really helping to formalize that, give people the resources they need, and create a greater platform just to talk about the merits of serving in the church.
Talking about a variety of different students in a variety of different church work programs, you had mentioned in a recent advisory council meeting about how people with different personalities and skill sets can serve the church. Tell us more about that.
Yes. So this is something I've been kind of noticing and pondering a lot lately it's a real joy to see how does it work through his word, right? And we know that he works through his word and people are called who are flawed, sinful beings like all of us. And God works despite us. And we know that the merit of the word doesn't change just because of the character of the individual, right? That if someone is baptized by a pastor who turns out to have been a fraud, that God's promise in the gift of baptism is just as valid as if it were done by some truly pious individual. We know that. And so I want to just give that qualification as I share this. We also know, though, that God works amid our distinct gifts and personalities and so forth as we relate to others in informal ways and this kind of common consolation of brothers and sisters in Christ and this encouragement of one another in their faith. And I see a lot of value in us being intentional about not narrowing our approach to church work students. It's not just for the highly cerebral academic students. Yes, there are certainly academic challenges that people have to navigate, and they have to meet the academic standards along the way. So I'm not talking about lowering academic standards or anything like that. But there's real value in raising up young people from different backgrounds who grew up in rural and small towns, suburban communities, international settings, in urban settings, people who have different hobbies and interests, love for sports or football, and maybe they're able to relate to and talk to their students or their parishioners who have similar passions and interests. I would imagine, I spent 20 years in Wisconsin. If you can talk the Green Bay Packers, that might open up some doors for people, right? Or they love hunting and fishing or whatever the other hobbies and interests are. And so that's something I've been thinking about a lot. And I encourage our young people to explore their passions and their hobbies and their interests. You like to work on cars and fix cars in your free time? Do that. That's wonderful. Maybe someday that will create an open door for you to go over and help a parishioner whose car broke down, and along the way, share a word of encouragement from the scriptures as you're doing that. And so that's something that I see a real gift in, and I hope that Set Apart to Serve and Concordia, Nebraska, and others, that we can all make sure that invitation is communicated in a way that people know that their varied gifts and hobbies and interests are welcomed and encouraged.
What's the first step for someone to learn about the church work programs at Concordia University, Nebraska? So if I'm encouraging that student athlete or the bookworm, where do I point them to come find out about Concordia University, Nebraska?
Yes. So obviously you could just go straight over to cune.edu and you can fill out a visit form or a request information form and tell us your interest and we'll get back to you right away. You can certainly call. We have a dedicated church work recruiter, Mr. Aaron Rohde, who's just joined us in that role. He's a new leader in that area, and he'll be delighted to reach out quickly and have a conversation. If people don't know, they can always just send an email directly to me, and I'll get it to the right place. Just president@cune.edu. I mean, I do that regularly. One of my favorite conversations, actually, on this regard, it's a little aside, is whenever I'm at a conference and there's a family member who has maybe a niece or a nephew or could be a son or daughter who's thinking about church work, but they don't want to be too pushy as the family member. They feel like they've done everything they can, and if they say any more, it might deter them. And so they try to come up with a little secret strategy, like, is there any way you could just sort of run into them, or we could set up some kind of plan to connect? And I know it sounds a little bit funny, but we enjoy that. We'll just reach out and check in with them, see how their senior year or junior year or sophomore year is going, or freshman year, and see if they've ever thought about Concordia or a church work program. So sometimes I'll play that role a little bit, but you know, Aaron Rohde and our admission team do that a lot. I would say that one of the early steps, though, is if you're just at all considering it, consider coming for a visit. Just come on campus and visit and get a sense of what it's like to be in a community like this. It's pretty startling sometimes when young people visit our campus, and sometimes it takes them 5 minutes to realize this is the place I want to be. And there's just something about getting around and sort of experiencing the ethos of the campus and getting to meet people and look them in the eyes and talk to them and see the smiles and the way students interact with one another and with their professors and so forth. So those would be my suggested first steps. You can fill out the form. You can schedule a time to visit. If you just want to email me and tell me about someone, I'll take it from there.
Very good.
I love it.
CUNE.edu is the website to learn more about programs at Concordia University, Nebraska. Our guest today, Dr. Bernard Bull, he serves as president of Concordia University, Nebraska. Thank you so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour today.
Thanks.
You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.